Blog Talk Radio.
A denied entry to USA show.
You go retaliate and do towards your friends, it becomes a gang situation. Listen, you know, y'all up against the military, and then y'all become a militarized zone.
Alright, listen up. Have you been stopped at the U.S. border?
Trying to keep it going, you know what I'm saying? But whoever bring the noise, you know, 209th and Figueroa, you know what I'm saying? We got to handle our business. We ain't let nobody step on our toes. Blood, rips, or whoever.
Right here, these are that.
Do you have a criminal record? You know who you are.
Come on, bullet holes, scars. Come on, 19, 20 years in prison. YA, camp, juvenile hall, San Quentin, Spokane, Solidar, Cork, Pelican Bay, Chino, the whole.
Well, this show is definitely for you then.
I think the police out here primarily arrest criminals, irregardless of their hue, criminal allegiance, sex, religion, faith, all that. They are out here to arrest criminals. And gang members tend to fall into the criminal realm. They're criminals. They shoot, kill, pack illegal weapons. They're criminals. So as a consequence of that, they have to have a gang division of the police department. No, but the pigs ain't out just to arrest a certain person. They are anti-criminal. I ain't mad at them. That's their job. 5-0, no, I ain't got nothing against them. As far as they being soldiers, taking money out of the bank. If they swatting me on some activity, I gotta get down with them. That's the rule. But I ain't gonna fuck with them for no reason, and they ain't gonna fuck with me. Cause I drive by the rule. I ain't got nothing against 5-0. They push up on me, I'm getting ill. And the motherfuckers know it.
Now, reaching out to you from the beautiful Pacific Northwest, it's Ken and Lisa.
Also known as the U.S. Entry Waiver Show. So I'm your host, Ken. I'm glad you find it so funny.
Yeah. Oh, here I am. I'm the co-host. I'm Lisa.
And you're Lisa, and you're my co-host.
Yes.
And you're here. You're here because you mostly have nice hips, but you're here.
Yeah. Do you want to know what I do?
Sure, why not?
I'm a clinical registered hypnotherapist.
Yep, she's a hypnotherapist.
And mental health practitioner.
Oh. Ah, good to know. Yeah. To know. So this is a show for men.
And girls, I guess they don't hear.
I guess girls too, but a show for men. Who's had, you know, if you had trouble with the law and you now have a conviction and you live in Canada and you wish to go to America and, you know, you may or may not need what's called a U.S. entry waiver. If you need it, great. If you don't need it, you don't get it. But in this particular show today, we're going to discuss the competitors in this business. You know, a lot of these competitors in this business are not very up and up. They see these U.S. entry waivers as a quick buck, quick fix. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that's what they say. They say, oh, quick money, cash money. So they do a lot of things that's unscrupulous just to collect your money. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
A lot of them will tell you what you want to hear just to collect your money. But
no.
We don't.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, of course we don't do that, you know. What are you eating in the bowl there?
I'm sorry, I'm having cherries. I like the fruit.
Yeah, the cherry. Yeah. Oh, let me take your cherry. All right, take your cherry.
Cherry, yeah. So yeah, I didn't know that about these companies. Terrible.
Also lawyers, too. Lawyers do the same thing.
The snakes? No, just kidding.
Well, they can be. I've trained enough of them in these border crossing procedures, how to win these cases, and they I mean, I didn't give them all the tips, all the secrets I gave them, and the small secrets I have given them, they've tried to take the ball and run with it. As we know, we won't mention names, but I'm here to let you know the things you can do to protect yourself from these scams.
You put it here, the seat, the pit.
Pit, oh.
Mm. You put it in the clothes.
Pit's a pit.
Mm.
That's a pit bull.
No. Yeah.
But I don't want to, you know, I don't want to get right into it and make the show boring to people and exciting.
Okay, so what are we going to do now?
Well, first of all, if they want to get a hold of us, you can reach us at area code 845-277-9357. Again, 845-277-9357. Now, the Facebook and the Twitter changed. So it's facebook.com/US Entry Waiver.
Mm.
Yeah, it changed last week.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't want to change it. That's a whole bunch of work you have to do. So
greeting?
Yeah, in the greeting, you have the old one.
Oh, the intro.
Yeah, well, yeah, the intro greeting.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. You don't mess with that. You really like mustard. Oh.
Yeah, facebook.com/US Entry Waiver. Same with Twitter, twitter.com/US Entry Waiver. Just FYI, guys. All right, so let's get into it.
All right.
This is for you, too.
Okay.
That's all you can say. Yeah. Okay.
That's what you're saying. You said like hens talking too much.
Point taken.
So, what else about the scam?
Well, first of all, not every conviction requires the U.S. entry. I don't care what the competitors say. What?
Nothing went down.
Oh, Trey went down the tit. Oh.
Oh,
down
blue,
the titty.
Blue layer, yeah.
Blue layer, same thing. But not every waiver requires a U.S. Sorry, not every conviction requires a U.S. entry waiver.
Sorry, I distracted you. Sorry about that.
Well, you're good for something.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
And if the competitors tell you that every conviction does, that is an outright lie. Because not every, again, I can't overemphasize, not every conviction requires a U.S. entry waiver.
Whoa.
The thing is with the competitors, they don't, a lot of them, or most, I would say, don't really know which ones do and do not. We do. There's also a way to get a permanent U.S. entry waiver. Depending upon what your conviction is, it just, you know, I'm trying to give a good example. Let's just say if you have convictions for assault causing harm in Canada. Office, and we see those, we can clear you for life. Some of the thefts, we can clear you for life. Some of the sexual assaults, we can clear you for life. Drive-by shooting, we can probably clear you for life. Some of the frauds, we can clear you for life, some. Narcotics is trickier. I mean, there's something called Dillingham versus Ashcroft. It's a case law. It's not, that can and can't be for life. That one's really, it really depends on that one. That one's very tricky.
Okay.
You didn't know this, did you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. But the competitors, they don't scams. I'm sorry, they don't know these techniques like we do.
Oh.
Let's jump right into the list of scams. But again, let me give you the number.
Okay.
845-277-9357 or facebook.com/US Entry Waiver or twitter.com/US Entry Waiver. I should ask you a question first. Should I have Facebook and Twitter open so they can, I would see the messages?
I guess that would make sense, yeah.
Okay, so twitter.com, we go, I'm just going to go right in.
Go right in. That's pretty, the picture of the world. Twitter. Yes, it'll show up in notifications.
Oh,
yeah, two notifications. And then...
Oh, all right.
Who's that? I don't know.
I don't know who that bird is.
Saying hi.
she's cute. Well, I have to hit a couple of bears.
And nothing matters. Big old.
Okay, now we open up the Facebook.
All
right. Yeah, I didn't even think to do this, but... Oh, what the hell did I... What did I do? I think I go...
I guess I distracted you too much, so you're like, you can't think.
Sure.
Hmm.
I'm opening up to Facebook, guys. Just bear with me for a moment. Okay, that's that old...
Why are you there? Weird. You have a weird Facebook.
It's just bizarre.
I don't know, you're mental.
This should do it right now. Fucking hell.
I swear.
So do I just hit page here? How do I...
I've never seen it before. I don't know if it's not your personal...
Okay, so...
Alright, so there we go.
Now we're back to what we were discussing.
Okay, so what are the scams?
The first scam. Expedite / standard waiver processing scam.
I've heard that one.
You know what it is, though.
I think if you pay more, it gets done faster.
Yeah, you go to a competitor and they say, hey, you pay extra money and the U.S. government will process your waiver much faster.
I don't think the U.S. government wouldn't take a bribe like that.
You can come closer.
I'm sorry, the U.S. government wouldn't take money like that. It's totally illegal in America anyway. And I don't think the government's going to work faster because you pay more.
Well, now, the trick to that is if you're going for like certain work visas or certain other immigration benefits, they do have a thing called premium processing.
Oh.
But it does not apply whatsoever to U.S. entry waivers. Only for like the work visa type stuff, and I think some of the family stuff.
Maybe I guess the only thing else that if you pay more for your investor visa.
I think that has premium processing, but for U.S. entry waivers, there's no such animal on this planet.
Mm.
And if your company tells you pay extra, it'll process it faster. That's a bold-faced lie. And if you don't believe me, and they tell you that, you go to him and you say, okay, you're telling me if I pay more money, this will be processed faster. Please show me on any government website, U.S. government website, where it's sold. And I guarantee you, 101%, they won't be able to show you. They'll either give you some saying, oh, don't worry, this is how it is, or, I just can't find it, because they know it does not exist.
So it's important to do your due diligence.
That's right, because if it existed, we would do it, trust me, because I love making money. But we make money only on an honest platform. One of the biggest things that people don't realize is a lot of the clientele we deal with have criminal records. Those probably the worst. You don't really want to piss off these types of clientele. Piss off meaning rip them off. Because they won't take to that very, nice way. Mm-hmm. You may have other problems. Mm-hmm. But I don't know why these companies don't get that part. This boggles my mind. So, when they say expedited waiver processing, scam, run.
Yeah.
All right, scam.
Emergency, I never heard of this one. Emergency U.S. waiver scam. What is that?
Oh, by the way, if you go to us-entry-waiver.com and click on the scams tab, you can see the scams we have listed.
I don't know you had this page.
You never asked me.
No. How did I know about it? You did not. You didn't tell me.
I don't tell you lots of things. I guess I should. Well, also, if you go to denied entry to USA.com, it all goes back to the same page. So we had two URLs that go to the same page. So anyway, just to let you know.
Yeah.
So emergency U.S. waiver scam. We clicked on it. And what that basically is, let's just say your waiver is pending. And you need to get down to the U.S. for some emergency reason, job, interview, whatever. And the provider says, oh, I can get you an emergency one. There's no such thing. There's no such animal. When he says, pay me extra and I'll get you an one, there's no such thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a thing called port parole. And that's not a waiver. But a port parole is when they allow you entry to go to like an urgent business or humanitarian reason. But paying the provider extra won't guarantee you get approved for that. In fact, if a provider says, give me extra money, and I'll get that, that's a bold-faced lie. Not happening. That's only dependent upon the supervisor on duty at the port of entry. He decides if you can come in the end. I suppose I should say she.
Yeah.
He or she decides in the end if you can come in on your emergency. So if they try to, the service provider is trying to get you to pay extra, it's a bunch of bullshit. Oh, my favorite one. You can read that for the listeners. They can hear your voice, your sexy voice.
Okay. Every criminal conviction requires a U.S. entry waiver.
We already discussed that.
Yeah.
And as I keep emphasizing to people, not every offense requires a waiver on this planet. And if a provider says it does, run. It's another bold-faced lie to get your money.
Uh-uh.
And again, if the provider says, well, no, you need a waiver, ask him to show you on whatever U.S. government website that says every conviction requires a waiver. They can't do it. And the thing about us is whatever we say, we can show you where it's documented in writing on a government website. But they cannot. This one says U.S. immigration lawyers charging you to accompany you to the border. Another scam. Lawyers typically aren't even allowed at a port of entry. Some may go with you, and they only when they do go with you, they go there at the pleasure of the officer on duty. If he decides he doesn't want the lawyer there, he can say, hey, hit the road, and then you're done. So he cannot really represent you at a port of entry.
Okay.
You don't really need him to go. And in fact, some officers, when they see him, they'll say, hit the road. So that's another scam. That's a quasi-scam. What's the next one here?
Service provider charged you a fee to do your courthouse check for your pardon.
Your pardon. Another scam.
Oh, yeah.
When your pardon done, and they do what's called a courthouse check, all they do, there's a certain form that's filled out. It's, I don't know, one or two pages. It'll take maybe, if you're really, really slow, and you only have grade 2 education, it might take you 4 minutes to fill out. 2 to 4 minutes. It's nothing to fill out. So basically, they take that form, they send it off along with a copy of your fingerprints to the courthouse.
Hmm.
The courthouse does their courthouse check, they fill out the form, they send it back. It's nothing.
Hmm.
So for a provider to say, oh no, that's extra work, that's a load of bullshit. It's work in a sense of part of the pardon process, but it's not really extra work per se. So a lot of this stuff is a play on words, just be aware.
Okay.
And it's another scam.
Canadian pardon needed to cross the U.S. border.
Another scam.
Yeah, they don't recognize it.
Here's the trick with the pardons. Technically, the book says that Homeland Security, or the U.S. government, will only recognize a pardon issued by the U.S. attorney. Well, you know, U.S. government. And the last time I checked, Canadian pardons were not issued by the U.S. government. So they don't recognize Canadian pardons for border crossing purposes into America. But on your waiver application, if you have a pardon included, it does show what they call more rehabilitation. So in that sense, it's recognized. But it's not recognized to actual, quote-unquote, crossover. That's a bunch of bullshit, too.
Okay.
And we talked about that. Oh, that's the same. No, that's not. No, that's different. Expedited.
Thank you. Expedited and standard processing scam.
For Canadian pardons, though.
Oh, for Canadian pardons.
Yeah, last time we said expedited processing for waivers.
Oh.
Now we're talking about for pardons. Okay. Guys, that's another bloody lie. Because here's the deal. When they changed the law in March of 2012, the National Parole Board has 12 months to adjudicate convictions that are indictable, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they have 6 months to adjudicate convictions that are summary. So if your conviction, like I said, is summary, they have, let's see, make sure I get this right. Yeah, they have 6 months to adjudicate them. So when the provider says, oh, pay me extra, it'll be processed faster, that's a bunch of bullshit. What he did was he looked at your convictions to see if there was summary or indictable, told you, oh, yeah, you pay extra, it's done at this time frame, and it is. And then you think you just paid it for extra fee. That's a bunch of bullshit. And again, if you don't believe me, call the National Parole Board for Canada. And I'm going to get you that number. I think it's called National Parole Board. Parole Board. Oh, here we go. Sorry. Parole Board of Canada. Yeah, National Parole Board.
pbc-clcc.gc.ca.
Yeah, so you go P's and Paul, P, B's and Boy, C,
cat.
Dash, that's a dash, dash clcc.gc.ca.
I think the government of Canada would have an easier sort of URL.
She would think. Parole Board of Canada. And you click on, how do you click on record suspension?
In the middle there, the one that has
But you, but actually, no, no, but actually, if you just want the number to call, it's right here on the right-hand side before you click. And the number is 800-874-2652. That's the Canadian government. Oh. And if you don't believe me, ask, can I pay extra to get my pardon done faster? Or can, if I pay my provider extra, will you guys process my pardon faster? And watch the answer you get.
Why is that above it? Why is it, that victims info line? What's that going to do with pardons?
Well, no, look at the site, though.
National Victims of Crime.
No, but look at the site's for us, for parole.
Parole.
Crime victims and record suspension.
Oh, so you get victims of, victimized with people going on parole, maybe.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's all encompassing.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, record suspensions replaced the name for pardon. We still say pardon just because people are familiar with it. But actually, the new name is called record suspension.
Yeah.
Just FYI.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
There's another scam. We didn't list it yet on the site, which we should.
Okay.
The scam that says pardons are being eliminated. That's one of the biggest...
Oh, I see that on Facebook. Yeah, I see the ad on Facebook. That's a bunch of BS.
That's one of the biggest bags of bullshit I've seen.
I try to get you to call them. Like, oh, yeah, call.
Again, another play on words. Pardons are not being eliminated.
Wait, the name of it is...
Well, yeah, the name.
Yeah.
The actual pardon itself has been called, again, record suspension. So... If you're going to be technical, they've eliminated the name pardon, but the actual pardon itself is not eliminated. And again, you know, these companies, they play on words, and then people don't know any better. You know, they fall prey to it, and next thing you know, they're done. Again, we don't do those things. That's one of the reasons why we put this show out, to give away a bunch of free information.
Mm-hmm.
If you say on the main page, you'll actually see we give a lot of free information away to people. It's because, like I said, you know, we have our platform built on total honesty. And we're not here just to, you know, get paid. And if we don't think your case is going to go through, we'll let you know and say, hey, you know, come back and see us in a few years. And also is that we do not give legal advice whatsoever. Mm-hmm. This is just general information that's available to anyone if you know where to research it. So we will never give you advice and tell you what to do, but we will give you the information and let you decide what you want to do. Like, case in point, if you come to us to get your waiver done, assuming you even need a waiver, but you get your waiver done, and if you say, Ken, what should I do, this, do that? We won't say, nope, this is what we think you should do. We'll give you the information, and you decide if you want to do it. Then it's your call. Case in point, if you needed a waiver, you came to me and you said, if you said, Ken, well, when I go down there, if they start talking to me and start asking me questions about what I did, what do I do? What do I do?
Mm-hmm.
I won't tell you. So, well, you know what? This is what you do, et cetera, et cetera. We won't tell you that. We won't give you advice like that. What I will say is I'll say, well, the way the system is set up is the more you tell, the more is used against you. And I'll show you on the screen about how the structure is set up and how they take information and input it into their system, how it's factored into your application. But in the end, you decide what you want to tell them.
Okay.
And if you choose not to tell them anything, that's your choice. If everything about your life and your offense, that's your choice. So.
Okay.
Just FYI.
Some good information about the scams.
Well, you know, we live our platform on, you know, brute honesty, whether a person, well, someone.
No.
Oh. No. Whether, you know, the person doesn't like it or not, we just, you have to. You have to be transparent in this business.
Yeah, any business, but yeah. Especially to these people. So.
Yeah, let's see. So.
So, yeah.
So there you have it about all the about the scams for crossing over.
Anything else? Just talk about that.
But no, the big thing was the scams.
That's really important. So, yeah, even if
people
aren't listening, they can always later download it as a podcast.
But yeah, for sure.
There's some good tips for you to learn from.
And our website is like I said, we have two websites, www.denied-entry-to-usa.com or www.us-entry-waiver.com. It all goes to the same website, bottom line. And, you know, we have some other things that we offer people. In some cases, we offer free pardons if you need one or want one. fingerprinting. You need a waiver to get a fingerprints done. You qualify for that, right, for the free pardon. You may qualify to get a permanent U.S. entry waiver, depending upon the offense. If anything involving like marijuana, smoking, those cases are handled differently. You might fall under the old zero tolerance rule, whereas, you know, back in the 90s, if customs found a joint in your car and you paid a fine to get the car out, we can probably get you out of a waiver for life, as long as you didn't, you know, say the wrong thing. If you think you're, oh, it seems to be, oh, there we go. If you think you're wanted down there, we can find that out. Because, you know, that's the last thing you want to do is cross over and just say put your hands behind your back. We can check that out. If they think you're moving there and you have to show proof you're not moving there, we can help you with that, fix that up. We can do FBI checks. We can do state criminal checks if you want. Immigration checks. If they, you know, if they've deported you, we can fix that up too. And what else? If you need to speak to one of our lawyers, something that's very, very complex, we can send you over to them. So that part's fine too. So we pretty much can cover any area. One area where they will not waive, though, is terrorism. They absolutely will not waive that. If they think you're a security risk, you're done. That cannot be waived. Even we cannot waive that, get that waived. But beyond that, and I believe murder, but beyond those two things, pretty much anything else we can get waived. Hmm. But I tell you, the easier cases for us to do, or the easier cases to get cleared, sometimes permanently, are the ones where the offenses tend to be more heinous. Did you know that?
No.
Well, do you know anything?
I'm about to stop, but not, I don't, but hypnosis, and I don't know.
I keep you around because you're cute.
Yeah. No.
But yeah, generally speaking, the more heinous the offense, actually the quicker we can clear it. The harder ones to clear are people who go down there and start talking, admitting to things, and doing those sworn statements, so they're signing and raising their hand. Those are much, much more work. But the ones where people don't really say much, much easier, much quicker. So generally speaking, the people with the long records, at least 2 to 3 pages, they're actually easier to clear because they say nothing. But the ones who have maybe 1 or 2 offenses, small ones, or none, those are harder because they keep talking. There's a lot to say from the old saying, what you say can and will be used against you, and it is.
Oh, okay.
Just FYI. Again, that's not advice, but that's how the system is set up. What you say can and will be used against you. Did you know that?
That I knew.
Oh, you're not saying much on the show here.
Wait, what am I saying about criminal records? I don't have one. I don't know anyone who does.
Everybody has. Everyone is guilty.
No.
Everyone done something. We're all guilty. You name it. All guilty. Actually, no, take that back. We're all innocent.
And next time, should we talk about next episode? Something I can relate to, too. What should we talk about?
Well, remember, this is a show for men.
No, you want me on the show? What do you want?
Well, I got to have a, you know, co-host. You know, I mean,
I guess I'm talked out from our, we just did our other show, too.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be as interested in hearing about hypnotherapy.
Yeah. Although I do get quite a few male clients with confidence or if any need medical conditions. Or,
yeah, most I think a lot of the guys with records.
Addictions, though, yeah.
Yeah, hypnotherapy can help with that. I mean, you can check out the hypnotherapy if you'd like.
Yeah.
What's the best way they can?
Just go to our website. We have 2 websites. You can go Second Chance Transformation Hypnotherapy.
Which is the best? That's one.
Excuse me, or NoahsArkHypnotherapy.com.
Well, if you go to the Second Chance one, which is the best, that's 2ND. So second, actually, what is it?
Second Chance, Transformation.
So 2ND. Yeah, Second, then Chance, then Transformation.
So it's right there, I see.
Yeah, then Hypnotherapy.
And then Ozark, Hypnotherapy.com.
Yeah.
They both are, they're a sister company. Yeah. So there you have it. So, yeah, Sunday's Sunday. And there we go.
It was a Sunday night, and we've been talking for...
About half an hour. Maybe that's enough. You're talking for most.
Here we go. Here we go there.
Yeah,
had any play any sound effects? I mean, of course, one of my favorites.
Yes, yeah. I do want to play this. Do you want to do this?
Oh, no,
I thought you can play this.
There we go.
So you want to be a king? All that shit. Smoke any motherfucker, don't eat.
Yeah. Like for the show, we don't want any feminized stuff.
Okay.
And there's one. Well, I think the fact there's one feminized thing we don't. Bloody hell, it's not here.
Since this is a men's show, it doesn't always have to be related to law. We could talk about men's topics next time if you want. What men like.
Whatever.
That's what men like.
Now dealing
birds
with,
like
know,
her.
Any struggles that men deal with, or any of the boys coming up?
They got mentors.
They don't. Otherwise, it wouldn't be pussy.
What are they? Are you trying to say just what they are? Yep, that's good for many things.
Anyway. All right, I think I wrapped up the show now.
Oh. That wraps up the show. I know, you know, some few more minutes here, but I want to make sure all my fellows are, you know, looked out, you know, looked after and sorted out. And
what, are you going to sort them out?
Yeah, I'm going to sort them out. You know, sort them out means, yeah. Make sure they sort it out, you know, so when they need to cross over.
Oh, yeah, that for that. Oh.
Yeah, they're good to go.
I thought I meant anything.
I think you must be on the pipe.
Sort them out in that department, because you're playing a funny song.
And it, you are definitely on the pipe.
Poopy man.
Hi, guys.
So, Sunday night, anything goes, and yeah.
And you make sure these don't let these women drive you crazy. Don't let them boss you around. If they don't like the way things are going, tell them to hit the fucking road. They're at the door.
Otherwise, you get a check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't overemphasize. Tune in to my other colleague, the Tykus Show. www.blowmeuptom.com. That's the Tom Tykus Show. Tom Likens will have you sorted out quite proper. Between Tom and what, you know, I do, and what the Adam Sachs, the lawyer, I think it's adamsachs.com, we'll make sure you're sorted out on the right path.
And what I do, Gnosis, get everyone sorted out.
Mm,
I help guys too.
I suppose.
I do help them.
Yeah, you do. We're gonna hire some more therapists anyway.
Well, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's what she said.
So
to you.
Yeah, I'd be happy if we had more therapists. I guess one more time. I don't know.
There. If it's TARDIS.
Yeah, me, I can go and see the animals now. I can go in the TARDIS and send me away.
No, it's TARDIS.
TARDIS.
Yeah, the TARDIS.
All right. That's Dino.
In England, it's TARDIS. The TARDIS.
Okay. That's Dino.
No, I'm not ready to go yet. We still have minutes. Oh. More minutes. We want some callers to call in.
It's the internet. We can do whatever.
I know. I'm going to crack open this beer in a minute here. And
the phone. I'll tap my phone then.
Oh, just like a bird.
Yeah. It fell down. You put your phone down.
Oh, that's fine. Just like a woman, always tap on their phone. Oh, by the way, guys, if you ever go out on a date, and you, of course, follow the Likas rules, no more than $40 on a date, if you see that bear start tapping on her phone while she's on a date with you, you know what?
She's tapping on some other
guy. She's probably tapping some other guy, maybe even tapping to me, because after she goes on that date, and if you're one of the nice guys, and you spend, I don't know, $100 or whatever on this date, and you get a peck on the cheek, and she says, oh, I'm really, really tired, I'm home, I'm going to go home and sleep. She's probably going to call up a guy like me. And then the minute you drop her off, she's going to be over in my bed. And the only thing I had to do was just wake up and open the door.
Literally, if she's tapping on the phone, then she'll probably tap him.
Exactly. I can't believe you did, Jeff.
I thought you were going to say it. I was like, I might as well say it. Yeah.
Yeah, you beat me to it.
Yeah. See, I do have something to say to the guys.
Yeah, because, you know, I don't want these fellas, you know, spending all this money on these women. And then, the night's over and they get disappointed, like, fuck, I just spent $100 and all I get is a peck on the cheek.
Yeah, guys. Well, I'm not like these tens here, but I don't think women should be doing that. It's not right. And don't be too nice to them.
Don't. Yeah, exactly. Don't be too nice to them at all.
And well, it's different. You can be nice to me, but not other women.
You can go make me a sandwich.
I do that anyway, though.
Oh, well, yeah.
So you don't have to be mean to me. I just do this.
Where's that sandwich? I don't see it.
Your toast, though. I think you said toast earlier, celery.
Oh, yeah, you're right, yeah.
Yeah. So, hey guys, be safe. Have a great
now
week.
We still have a few more minutes now. Yeah. A couple more minutes. But yeah. I want to make sure the guys are. I don't want these guys getting like taken by these birds, you know, by these women. We're gonna probably sign off here in a bit. But
we
if you want to
show that men,
sure,
like his teaching.
But if you I'll give you the number again. Did we ever get a number the first time?
I don't know.
845 Eric code 845-277. 9357.
So show you. I was distracted by me.
You keep thinking it's all about you. Why is it all about you?
Otherwise, you wouldn't have me here.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, you have nice hips, so.
Yeah, it's about me.
Oh, that's another one of my girls at the door.
That's for me, actually. Oh, hi.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's Charlie. Oh, yeah, that's Charlie. All right.
Go horseback riding. Okay, Charlie.
Yeah, all right, Charlie. Yeah, Charlie. Yeah, go ride horse riding with her. Yeah. Yeah, you go ahead and get that paper from him because Big Papa needs extra money.
I can't do that stuff.
Yeah, go ride the horse with Charlie. Ride the horse. Say, Charlie, you're a great guy. Yeah, so you can bring Big Papa that paper. Oh, that's funny. All right, so what else do you have to say?
That's it.
That's it?
Nothing to say. Tonight I'm here soon. Get ready for my. I have a really busy week ahead of me. I have to see so many clients. How about you?
Tomorrow we have some new border crossing cases. We'll get sorted out. And any questions? They can check out our website, denied entry to USA.com, or us-entry-waiver.com. Phone number 888-908-3841. So you can give us a shout. You can check out the website. Facebook, we said, what, facebook.com/US...
Whatever you change it to, I don't know.
Yeah, facebook.com, then the slash.
Mm-hmm. US forward slash.
Well, whatever.
It's really the stupid slash, forward slash. I don't know.
All right, forward slash.
Yeah.
I can't tell the difference. Forward slash US entry waiver. Or twitter.com. Is it forward slash US...
No, it's at. The thing is at. Twitter. Right here. The Twitter.
Oh, go to me.
Not you.
Oh, forward slash right there.
You are. No, here. Twitter, you say at US Entry Waiver.
Okay.
I think we'll find you. At, like the, you know, the little A.
But then why am I saying forward slash in Twitter then?
You don't do that. It's out of Play-Doh.
Ah.
So, there you have it. All right,
just like a bird. She's good. She taps on that phone so much, she knows the stuff a little better than I do.
And all social media, well, most of it.
If I, like I said, phone so much, you know.
I did business. So.
Hey.
You dragged out that long.
Hey, I know. You have to go do your nails.
No, I'll go outside.
All right, you want to walk through the woods and howl at the moon.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So make sure you take care of yourself. Don't let those birds take all your money. And what are you going to say to the guys?
Stand up for yourself. Don't, you know, follow what this woman tell you. And don't let women talk down to you. So.
Yeah, I don't want these birds talk down to you either.
Be strong. Be caveman. Be the inner warrior you are. And
yeah.
Pound your chest. Hoo-ah.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. If you don't want to act right, come on, get the fuck out.
Trust me.
It's what I tell the birds. If you don't want to put out, they can get out.
And 90% of the time when you do that, the women, they come running back.
Oh, yeah, come running back.
You'll see. If you treat her like, well, you can say if you treat her like shit.
If you like shit, you'll come back.
Run back. Ooh. Yeah, she's crying. Ooh, fuck off, cunt. Ooh, fuck off, cunt. Ooh, comes back.
I can't tell you how many cunts I've told to fuck off.
Like all night, like 20 times. Like, oh,
and they come running back.
Yeah. So.
Anyway, so.
There you go.
Any questions, guys, give us a shout, and we appreciate the support.
We'll see you next week.
Here I stand, done bent, got to represent, South Bend, Trope, L.A., every day, nigga, monthly, yearly, 34 to be exact, nigga, fear me, atomic dog, I'm in your zone, your area, bull massive, pit bull terrier, I'm coming through like the Wu dumping chambers. Third light, get it right, nigga, danger. 7 shots to my body, ain't no killing me. Lock and load, double back, I had you feeling me. 40 Glock up on your block, headshot. Chest plate getting blown when the 9 knocks. And in the distance, ain't no resistance. Say your homeboy swear they gonna murder me. Said they heard of me, they think I'm on a murder spree. But when they roll up and chase try to find me, that's when I'm dumping with the fat Mac 90. From the cradle to the grave, I've been kicking static. I've been around from revolvers to automatic. See, I'm a stand-up, stomp-down soldier. Much older now from back then, when I was thugging in my songs on my black swim. See, I'm a G, nigga, married to the thug shit. Here the C-O-E, Sherm stick. That's how we do it, kicking back.
What up? Join us next time for another episode of the Denied Entry USA Show. A show to not only educate you about U.S. entry waivers, but we're also here to help you stay out of trouble. Make your choices in life wisely. Handle your business, or your business will handle you.
Right now we gonna get y'all know something about what happens on an everyday life over here, man. Each and every day it's the same niggas, the same people, the same community, whatever. We don't change.
Pit as I ride, smoking that pot. Oh, till stay lit, my eyes are slow. They flaming like fire. I keep complacent, but I know I get no higher. See, man, it's something that cut with Levi's on creep. Don't peace if you got beef, let's handle it in the street. That's great, pancakes, my G's gon' bounce up. Spit by hunting on chronic, it's smoke.